900 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 30th of March. It is 7:23 with 42 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Abby Phelps, and to talk about We Act and what acting and performances are coming up. Abby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing good.
Doing good. We're doing good. So part of our conversation, the way it sounds, involves Bible night.
That is coming up on April 2nd at 2 and 7. We are having two one-act shows. The first one will be Mark Twain's The Diary of Adam and Eve, which is by Norman Colpus. And the second show is The Bible in 30 Minutes or Less. So a lot of fun times. There are also going to be three songs, still Bible-related, from musicals in between those shows.
So how many performers will be engaged with this?
Well, in the Diary of Mark Twain's The Diary of Adam and Eve, you have Adam and Eve. And then in the Bible in 30 Minutes or Less, I think there are about seven actors where everyone plays all sorts of characters from the Bible.
Okay.
Gotcha. I was going to ask kind of what people can expect here for these shows coming up Sunday afternoon, Sunday night.
Well, in The Diary of Adam and Eve, the show is actually based on two short stories by Mark Twain. And Norman Colpus was able to intertwine those two stories. And they're told from the perspectives of each character. So you get to see what Eve thinks of Adam and Adam thinks of Eve as they're alone together in the Garden of Eden.
Interesting. So where will this all be taking place?
This is going to be at the Emporia Arts Council in their stage room, their Black Box Theater there.
That's the Davis Theater, I believe?
Yes.
Okay, at the Emporia Arts Center. And again, what are the times once again, Abby?
2 and 7.
2 and 7. Okay, what's the cost to get in the door then?
Oh, I believe it is $5.
Okay,
good deal. How busy have you guys been with We Act? Either those of you who are, you know, deeply connected to the organization, or those that are, you know, taking parts and taking roles in these upcoming productions.
Well, this is my first time.
This
doing
is your first
things.
One?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been in theater before, and I was very excited to be able to join them. I have been following them on social media with We Act, one word, and just looked for the auditions, and this time it worked for me. This is their third real year. COVID kind of put things on hold. And then we also have more shows coming up in the summer. Auditions for the children's show and Annie Get Your Gun are going to be taking place in May.
Okay. And where will auditions be taking place? Be on the lookout?
Be on the lookout. It should be at the Arts Council, but follow on social media and more information will be given.
Okay.
Abby, what was it about community theater that really has kind of sparked your interest, just in general terms, but also wanted you to get involved with We Act?
I love doing things in the community. I've always been involved in theater. And when I first came back to Emporia, I was disappointed that I wasn't able to do theater as a working adult and not just as a student. So this was a way of doing something that I'm very passionate about, as well as meeting more people within the community and bringing something that's fun and joyful that people can go to on just a Sunday.
What's it been like here for you just to be involved with this weekend's performances?
Oh, it's been fun. There's always a little bit of chaos, but that's the joy of theater. You never quite know what's going to happen. You just have to roll with things and just enjoy the process and just wait and see what the product's going to be.
little exciting, isn't it?
Oh, huh? It's very exciting.
So rehearsals have been going good?
Yeah, I definitely say so. We have some fantastic directors. I'm in the Bible in 30 minutes or less, and it's, you know, you have to go be faster, louder, funnier. You just have to go. You know your lines. If something goes wrong, you roll with it, and you just keep on going.
How many parts do you have?
Oh, I wish I could remember. Too many. I know I'm Judas, so that's probably the biggest one I have, but lots of little small ones that kind of give you the idea of what the Bible is in its entirety in 30 minutes.
So it's We Act coming up at the Emporia Arts Council this Sunday with performances at 2 and 7 o'clock. So we invite you to stop in, take part, and be truly entertained by the performances coming up this Sunday. Anything we need to add, Abby?
Oh, just that the Emporia Arts Council Missoula's Children Theater will be coming up too. So make sure people look out for those auditions as well.
Good deal.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Abby. Abby, apologize.
Abby Phelps.
Yes. I apologize. I was scrolling the wrong way on my screen here. So Abby Phelps joining us with We Act, talking about Bible Night and other performances coming up here for We Act. And if you want to be involved here with the Newsmaker slot, which is 7:20 every weekday morning, you need to look to April 6th, which is next Thursday, or April 7th, which is next Friday. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvwe at kvwe.com. Tomorrow, Kylie DeDondra gives us the preview of the Northland County Youth Association's annual Fish 5 fundraiser this weekend.
And that is a big event happening in Allen here on Saturday. And our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. MRSK Buildings. It is 728, 42 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Tricia Fullerton with the Emporia Farmers Market. If you're like us, you're excited about getting back to work in your gardens and flower beds. We hope you'll visit the indoor farmers markets on the first and third Saturdays now through the end of April at Waters Hardware. You can talk to our experienced gardeners and ask for tips on making this an outstanding growing season. You can also support your local market by becoming a friend of the market or a vendor yourself. It's easy. Just stop by and ask for details. Hope to see you there.
It's Teddy Bear Clinic time. Join Newman Regional Health live and in person Saturday, April 1st from 9:30 to